Good morning, Scott. This is Stephen Curtis Chapman calling you.
Hi, Scott. I'm Michael Steed. How are you?
Hi, Scott. This is Hillary Scott.
Hey, Scott. David Kenneman from Bonner.
Hi, this is David Lee from Hillsong Worship. How are you?
Scott, it's Toby, man. What's up?
Hey, Scott. This is Blake. I'm in favor.
That was just a great interview. I love listening to your interview, Scott. You really get personal with them, and that's too cool.
Start your day with Scott. Weekday mornings on SOS Radio.
We're talking to Chris and Dustin from Sanctus Real on SOS Radio. A few years ago, your longtime vocalist Matt Hammett left the band, and you've been writing some songs with a new singer. What's ultimately been the biggest challenge for your band doing a reboot with a totally new sound?
Oh, man. I think getting into it, we knew it would be difficult to get the thing off the ground. So I think the biggest challenge, which has been amazing to see it come together, is just get on the same page musically. Creatively, man, Dustin and I have been writing every week since we've met. It's been nonstop. So just to get that chemistry, that's kind of always been the heart of the band from the beginning. We started in a garage, actually my parents' basement, and it was always just a bunch of guys getting together to write music and kind of create this thing that in essence became Sanctus Real. So for us, it was important to find somebody whose heart was in the right place, not just somebody who could sing, not just somebody who could, you know, sing those notes. So getting that chemistry off the ground wasn't even challenging. It just took a lot of time. And man, we're so grateful to have this opportunity to have a round two. I think there's so much life still in what we have to share in the band. And I'm excited, man, for new music to be out, especially for you guys who play in it.
It's actually been more pleasant in that regard than I kind of braced myself for. I kind of right from the top knew it was going to be a challenge, and it took a while for me to even think, man, I can do this, we can do this together. But yeah, there's been a few awkward things, and so there's been a couple people who apparently weren't in the know even a couple years later who had come and thought that I was Matt and thanked me for doing certain things. So that gets kind of awkward at times, but I think overall that the feel with playing shows and doing that kind of stuff has been actually far easier than I thought. I think the hardest part is what Chris was talking about, was the creativity involved. And I think, you know, you mentioned all those bands there to Chris, and I think when you look at those bands, they all did something. Some of them did a little bit different. Some of them found sound alikes, and some of them, you know, found people that could fit a role that was already there and people were used to. And these guys, they picked a guy who doesn't really sound a lot like their former lead singer, and I thank them for that, because it took a little bit of the pressure off in trying to have to be the other guy, the successful, you know, that they'd already been super successful. So in a lot of ways, by kind of saying we got to do our own thing, it took a lot of pressure off my shoulders, even though it may have made it a little bit harder in the short term to get it rolling. For me personally, they always made it feel like I was a part of a new thing while we embraced the old thing. So in a lot of ways, it's been a smooth transition with a lot of ups and downs.
All right. Well, we're talking to Chris and Dustin from Sanctus Real, and you're thinking, what is that new sound of Sanctus Real? Here's their latest. It's called Confidence on SOS Radio.
Downloading audio.
Nonstop.
Thanks for downloading the SOS Radio podcast.
We have Chris and Dustin from Sanctus Real hanging out with us today at SOS Radio. You have a new song. It's called Confidence. You have a new singer. Tell me the story behind this.
We have been going through a lot of stuff, and I think every artist and every songwriter puts a little bit of their current situation into their music. And, you know, we were writing with a friend of ours down in Nashville, and we all kind of got together and realized somewhat in the same place in a lot of ways. And the song is an anthem for a lot of people. You know, we get some great feedback from the song in terms of kind of a faith-building thing. The truth of the matter, the song was written in a time where we weren't feeling a ton of faith, and we weren't necessarily sure what was all going to happen in the future. And there was a lot of downs in that time period. We've had a lot of ups, we've had a lot of downs, and that song, honestly, is a prayer. I mean, it was a prayer from our hearts, basically, because it's an anthem, right? And people feel positive with it, but if you listen to the lyrics, it's give me faith like Daniel in the lion's den. And I ask people when we're on the road, like, I mean, how many of us really, really want faith that leads us to a place where we find ourselves facing a lion? Or Moses never actually made it out of the wilderness, and yet he always had hope that was greater than just himself. And I think for us, the prayer is, God, give us the strength and the courage, no matter what situation we're in, to see a bigger picture, to see that your hand guides this entire thing. And honestly, the song's about making it less about me and more about him. Kind of the whole thing's a prayer to kind of take our eyes off of our current predicament and give us faith no matter what situation we find ourselves in. And so the song, more or less for us, was a prayer, because we were in what we felt like was a tough time. It was our prayer to God to basically say, God, see us through this process. No matter what the end result looks like, we trust in you to see us through this kind of tough process.
We're talking to Chris and Dustin from Sanctus Real on SOS Radio. They have new music and a new singer. And Chris, what has been the best day in all of your years together with Sanctus Real?
We got nominated for our first Grammy. I don't know why. I think it was because it was such a big surprise in the way that we weren't even paying attention. We didn't even think we'd be on that radar. I forget if it was 2008 or 2009. Our record called We Need Each Other was nominated. And I got a phone call late that night from our manager, and he's like, well, looks like you guys just got nominated for a Grammy. Like, we thought it was a joke. He's like, no, it actually happened. And I remember we already had our first child, and he was probably 3 months old, maybe, and probably asleep. And it was late at night, but I remember getting my family in the car and driving over to my parents' house because they've been such a huge support from day one to the band. And 11 o'clock at night, at least, knocking on the door and just saying, hey, guess what? We just got nominated for a Grammy. And it was just that huge surprise moment. And there's been plenty of surprises over the years, but that was a highlight.
Thanks for downloading Scott Harrell's podcast. These discussions come from his radio show on sosradio.net. It's a Christian radio station you can plug in with for music or conversation.
It's just what God has done in my heart, what God has done in me, who I was, you know, 10, 15, 20, 30 years ago to who I am now through this journey about how God has changed my heart.
Thanks for supporting the podcast.